That's it. Okay. Yeah, it's. I don't know quite where to start. Haven't prepared anything as such. It's sort of about giving a witness and a testimony, I think we've been asked to do. Because we all come from different church experiences and expressions and understanding, sometimes when it comes to the Holy Spirit, it's scary for a lot of folk. And if you've been used to the term of the Holy Ghost, that sounds even spookier, okay? So it's one of those that's hard for people to embrace. And I think there's a lot of fear involved, as well as sometimes how things have been taught to us throughout the years by some very good experienced Bible teachers. But at the end of the day, we often just trust what man tells us as an interpretation, and that can sometimes be a barrier too. We're all aware of the fruit of the Spirit, and I've been in different types of churches over my lifetime, and people say, oh, the most important thing is that you have the fruit of the Spirit. And that's great, and it is necessary, because we need that so that we can be more like Jesus in our living and in our understanding, in our attitude towards each other. But then when you start talking about the gifts of the Spirit, then people start to get a little bit more twitchy. And I've been in situations where, and this is what often has put people off that I know, is because they go into a church where there is an excess of things. And I think any excess in any area of life can be unhealthy for us. When I excess on Chinese food over Chinese New Year, there's an adverse effect, which we won't go into. But there's an adverse effect. There's always, when you excess, there's a negative that comes out from it. But for me, really, the power of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, are there as God uses us to accomplish his purposes with people that perhaps we don't see every day and those that we do. It isn't spooky. It isn't scary. It's about being naturally supernatural. It's not about forcing things. I had a guy that I knew one time. He was a minister, and he very proudly told me that, you know, I've now got X number of the gifts of the Spirit that are listed in the Bible. And as if it was like a measure of spirituality that he was somehow then better than somebody, because he could now do speaking in tongues, interpreting, prophecy, words of knowledge, etc., etc. All those things, as far as I'm concerned, are through the grace of God to help somebody else in their situation. It's not something that we own or possess. It's what God chooses in his mercy to do through us. I found in one or two of you here know my situation, and I've been going through a very, very difficult time personally. Prayer Chain will know that that's been added to this last week with my sister and her husband of nearly 23 years turning around and saying, well, just want you to know I've been seeing an old school friend since July last year and I've fallen in love with her and I want a divorce. So much so that she took an overdose on Friday night. She's okay. And you think sometimes, Lord, how much more? Even this morning before coming here, I had some messages from somebody that I've known over time, raking some things up from the past and being really, really horrible. And it's like the devil will keep trying to come and attack us. And having the power of the Spirit in your life, being able to talk with him. This is another thing I find odd sometimes. People say, oh, well, yeah, we've got the three in one. We've got God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're all co-equal. But we should pray to the Father through Jesus in the power of the Spirit. One of the names of the Holy Spirit that Jesus gives us is Counselor. I don't know if any of you have had any counseling. It's really difficult for a counselor to help you when you never talk to them. Okay? The whole idea of a counselor is that you can talk to the counselor and the counselor can help you. It's as simple and as natural as that. I think one of the things I wanted to try and push over this morning more than anything else is, please, whatever your experience has been, don't be afraid of the person of the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent him for a reason, so that he could be with us all the time. Don't think that you've got to earn things. He's there as your counselor, your guide. You can ask him for anything. He is God too. All right? try and put away some of the things that have been in your mind or people have put in your mind, or those inhibitions. You know, as far as I'm concerned, because sometimes the Holy Spirit will ask us to do things that seem a little bit odd. Okay? You know, Raj has this. He'll be walking in the supermarket and the Holy Spirit will say, go talk to this guy at the fruit counter. And you'll obey and do it. Yeah, that's a scary thing to do. Okay? I'll tell you now, if the Holy Spirit, God told me that he was going to strip me naked, paint me blue, and hang me upside down from a tree, I'd do it. I want to see his credentials first, though. Because that's a little bit bizarre. Okay? But God works in ways that are not always in our keeping or understanding. I think one of the gifts, and please look at the gifts, one of the gifts that I seem to have God using me a lot with lately is the gift of discernment. And I think that is one of the crucial gifts as we enter into these last times. When I've said discernment to people before, oh, you mean discerning of evil spirits? No. The discerning of a person, their character, their personality, their heart, the issues that are there. And during all this broken time and mistakes that I've made in my life, I'm finding more and more people that the Holy Spirit is taking me into some weird venues and places that I would never see those people, and telling them all about themselves as God is enlightening me. And the responses are interesting. Sometimes they cry. Sometimes I've been asked if I'm a clairvoyant. I've had it once in the last few weeks asked if I'm a witch. Okay? Because to other people, it's hard for them to understand. And beauty is to say, because they say, how can you know these things? My boyfriend, my husband, my best friend, my family, they don't understand. How do you? You just met me. And then you're able to say, this is because God loves you enough to share with someone to let you feel comfortable and safe. Okay, that somebody understands you enough. These things, these gifts, these attributes are all there so that we can help somebody else. There is a selfish side, yeah, when it comes to praying in the Spirit, because I don't know about you, there are times when I get limited on the words that I feel I can use. I don't know how to pray anymore. I think I've exhausted myself with all the different combinations, and we've all read enough books on prayer and everything else, and we'll try this tactic and this principle and that principle. And still sometimes we're at that point where our heart is hurting and breaking and we don't know quite what to say. That's when praying in the Spirit is superb, because he knows exactly what's happening. He sees the beginning from the end. He knows what God is doing that we don't see. So allowing him to pray through us, we know it's going to be in accordance with God's will. People have said, Jeremy, do I have to speak in tongues? Oh, I hate that. I'd much rather him say, can I? In which case I say, yes, you can. Oh, but the Holy Spirit's not for today, because it was just there for the church to get established. It was just for the apostles. Weird, isn't it, how all the apostles, when they were preaching and people got saved, they laid hands on, filled them with the Spirit, because they weren't apostles either. So it's weird. Okay? God wants us all to be filled with the Spirit. Not just for conviction of sin. That's part of what he does. But there is so much more. And sometimes we forget how much is available to us through God. Through God the Father, through God the Son, through God the Holy Spirit. And if there's anything I can pathetically try and bring out of this morning's little chat, is please just trust the person of the Holy Spirit. Don't be afraid of him. Talk to him. It's not a sin or defamatory to the Father to talk to the Holy Spirit. He's your counselor. Talk with him and allow him to lead and to guide. And he will give you what you need at every stage. He will allow you to have the words to speak because he took you into that situation. It gives you so much confidence and trust knowing that you are never alone. Because otherwise, most of us, we only feel not alone when it comes to God when we're here. When we're out there and you have the Holy Spirit and he's with you, he's abiding in you and he's working through you, it changes the dynamic. and it means that you are never alone. And whatever situation, no matter how the calamity looks, he's there with you. He knew you were going to go into it. He knew it was going to happen. Try and keep the relationship right, and then everything will just get added to you. Does that make sense? I don't know, because we're all from different areas. I could talk all day on these things, as you've probably gathered, even though you don't know me. But please, please, the whole thing is, he is real. He is here. Jesus sent him to be the same as Jesus here, and to empower us, and to talk with us, and to give us the wisdom, all those things. If you don't know, well, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? Then talk to one of the leadership. Okay, talk to somebody you know that perhaps has experienced it and understands it. It's not something that you earn. It's a gift. And there's nothing worse than refusing or handing back a gift that someone has paid for. And Jesus has paid for this. And he wants us to have it. Okay? So that we can have the Holy Spirit. It's as simple as laying on of hands. They did it all the time in the Bible. So easy. You know? And there's very rarely will you see anything in the Bible said they were baptized. Okay? Which to me is more than just a wet witness. There's a lot of stuff goes off in that. And as soon as they come out of the water, ba-boom, there was a laying on of hands. Because the apostles knew how important the package is. That it's one thing getting cleaned, it's another thing then filling what's been removed. Okay? So God bless you. I hope that helps a little.